You could say that this research is scientific evidence to back up the old saying about man's best friend, but commentator Heather Havrileski is looking beyond interspecies similarities for companionship these days.
My imaginary friend, Albert, has come back into my life. I knew because I was feeling incredibly jittery, like someone was in the room with me. That's when he appeared. I recognized from his slouch, from the way his hands hung heavily in his lap, that it was Albert. I haven't seen him since 78 or 79, sometime around my parents' divorce. "Albert," I said, surprised, "what are you doing here?" He hung back and shrugged. That had always been his way. But I could tell immediately, by the frustration lingering on his brow, that he had never left. He'd been with me all along. At first I felt comforted. To think, through all my loneliness, through all my hard times, I had never really been alone. My imaginary friend, Albert, had been with me the whole time. But then my mind raced back over the last 23 or 24 years, and suddenly I felt incredibly sorry for the hours I'd spent flipping through the Pottery Barn catalog. Just to think of the cumulative time poor Albert had sat there, gazing at Francisco occasional tables, or Parisian lamp, or Megan chair and slipcover. And then I thought about all the time I'd spent pacing or biting my nails or watching Paradise Hotel. I thought about the hours I spent rearranging my furniture or sweeping and resweeping the kitchen floor. It must have been tough to sleep next to me when I was tossing and turning, worrying about unmailed checks or unidentifiable bug bites or minor shifts in office dynamics. I didn't know what to say to Albert then. I wanted to apologize for all of it, for all that wasted time. He looked as haggard and as unkempt as you'd expect a man to look after a quarter of a century of flipping idly through celebrity magazines. But strangely enough, he didn't seem angry at me. True, Albert had always been good-natured. Some nights at dinner back in 76, when I'd demand that my family leave an extra chair for him at the table, when I'd scream, "Albert is sitting there!" just as my sister tried to sit down, sometimes Albert wouldn't even sit there. He'd hang back by the doorway, taking it all in. He really didn't want to impose. And when I forgot to set an extra place, he never blamed me for it. Albert was a good friend. So I plan on making up for all those tedious hours spent worrying about skin cancer or watching E! True Hollywood Stories. I've decided that from now on, there'll be no more gazing at waffle makers in the Williams-Sonoma catalog. No more checking my email every 2 seconds. I've decided Albert and I are going to get out and see the world, travel to exotic places, or at least drive out to the beach in Santa Monica every once in a while. From now on, Albert and I are going to have big breakfasts out on the town. We're going to sit in the park drinking good wine. We're going to make spirited jaunts to thrift stores and used bookstores and the zoo. Albert and I are going to have a lot more fun than we used to. Because I owe it to Albert. And I think that once he's taken a hike and had some blueberry pancakes and read a little of Updike's latest novel, he won't mind so much if I check out Paradise Hotel every now and then.
Heather Havrileski lives in Los Angeles.